Samach Beis. Samach Beis, Lamatzech Al Yidusum Mizmo L'David. Page 534. Lamatzech Al Yidusum Mizmo L'David. Achalakim Dumiyo Nafshi Mimenu Yishuasi. Achutsuri Vishuasi Miskabi Le'emu Rava Arono Tehoisesu Ish Tirotsku. This is good stuff. Kulchem Kikir Notu Goder Hadachuya. Right, I didn't translate one word. Okay, but basically, this mizmar is describing Sodom. Well, okay, describing what David over here is saying is that there are a lot of things. David is describing that the only one I put my confidence is in you. I did not put my confidence in any other person. And then it begins to describe the attitude of people who basically set up other people to die. Okay, it's a very hard pasuk, and let's go step by step. First, let's take a look over here at the Sipurna. Okay, let's look at the Sipurna, go out of order in the Mefarshim to see who wrote, what is the purpose, is this, you know, who is the best part of a Mizmar. Wait, who wrote this? Who's the author? What's the context? What are we talking about? What's the story? So not too many Mefarshim over here mention, almost no one in fact, mentions exactly what's going on, who wrote this mizmar and what purpose. The Sipurna says, Zeha mizmar omar al b'nei amoin, shekaru bigdei avdei David, asher shalach lenachem es chonun malkam al misas aviv. This is a good story in Sefer Shmuel. If we will be good, we should really go to the story inside. That the king of Ammon died, and his name was Chonun, and He sent a group of people to be Menachem Ovel.
A delegation
of Nichem Avelim, and they were suspicious. Okay, you live in a world of conspiracy theories. What are you sending over your delegation? Your spies. You're probably coming in with technology and you're trying to surveil and do reconnaissance on our country. So, right, since when you're not a friend. Since when are you coming to Hovi and you make peace with us? You're coming to send a delegation of Nichem Avelim? We don't trust you. You're here to spy on us. And they treated the representatives of David with bezioinus. I think it says that they shaved off their beard. Maybe I'm mixing up the stories. I didn't prepare too well over here. But they said, that's the Sipurna says, this mizmor is David's reaction to what they did to his delegation. Zeh mizmor omar b'nei amon shekaru bigdei avdei David. They ripped. They tore up the clothing of David's delegation. Asher shalach l'nachem es Chonun. David sent a delegation to give comfort to Chonun Malkam. Al misas aviv. Okay, it doesn't say the king. It says on the death of his father. She'amru lo shehem hoyu meraglim. The Amon, the king, said, I don't trust you. I don't believe here. You're sincere. David is up to something. You're meraglim. I don't know what's going on over here. And he harassed David's delegation. This is the theme, the opening theme of the Sipurna. And let's look at the Malbum. The Malbum says, Ach, Pasuk Aleph Lamatzeach, Mizmor ze nechlok l'shleisha chalok, in three parts. Aleph, Shidaber al-Oivav, Hacharshim olav ra'ah. We're dealing with David's enemies. Okay, he's not specifically giving us context, the Malbim. He doesn't go with the Sipurna on a specific story in Sefer Shmuel, but instead it's a general catch-all mizmar that David uses to describe all of his enemies in general, which David certainly had a lot of. Mizmar zedech l'shosh chalokim alef yidaber al oivav, his enemies are harshim l'avra, that are planning. Harshim means to plow. So that means over here in this context, it means they're conspiring. Ra, base, medabra al nafshay, sheyiftach v'yischazek b'Hashem, and he expresses faith in Hashem. Gimel, toichachas musur, Ki yesh elokim shoftim baretz. It's a mizmor of Musa. Three major themes are presented in this mizmor lefi the parish of the Malbe. Yeah. According to the Radak, pasuk aleph lametzech alidusa mizmor David, zeh mizmor also David unisanoi el yidusun lesher. He's going to pshat. He's not telling you the general overview. Yidusun was a person. This is also a topic of conversation. Who is Yidusun? Who is he? Is Yidusun a musical instrument, as Rashi says? Is Yidusun a person? Is Yidusun a nation? What exactly? The many pinyanim as to what is Yidusun. So the Radak takes sides, and he says it's a person. V'nosnoi el Yidusun l'shorer. Obviously, he was a person that lived in David's time, and David he had a certain unique. Everyone has their koyches, and this it is appropriate for Yidusun to be the one, maybe his voice, he had the right tone, he had the right persona to be the one that will lead in the singing of this mizmar. The al, and when it says the word al, you have this many times, it says al yidusun, you should translate it as if it said el too. David gave over the mizmar el Yidusun, and al in this context means el. The al kemo el v'chein v'tispalel al Hashem by Chana, it means kemo el Hashem. V'ayelech al kano haramasa al beso kemo el beso. V'yamizma hazeh nemar al l'shoin ha'golus. Now what do you mean al l'shoin ha'golus? I guess this means it refers to its general theme describing the exile of the Jewish people.
He takes issue with the word El and Al. He says a lot of times El means, in other words, directed, and he uses, that's why they put it on the Haggadah, on Shvoch Hamoscha El Agoyim. You would think it should say Al, but it says El. God's anger should be manifested itself in the Goyim, so they should kill each other.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. That's wow. How in other words, like you see, you don't like Ukraine, you don't like Russia, they killed all these Jews, so now they let them kill each other.
Exactly. Iran.
That's what I use for a speech. In other words, we're not asking you to kill them, but let them manifest your anger through it, like
Ora
Pumkiyaz. You know what I mean? It's
when they fight with themselves, they leave us alone.
Let them fight themselves, and they'll kill each other.
The so Shiites and the Sunnis.
That's how he says, Shvoch Hamoscha El
Agoyim.
It's
very true.
And you see it in his day. He was saying, and you see, the Arabs are killing, the Arabs, as much as they like to kill a Jew, but they kill each other
if,
more.
If there was only one group, they would be long gone. It's only because the Shiites and the Sunnis hate each other more than they hate us. They're busy killing each other than they are.
Urban. In India, it's getting pathetic. It's getting worse and worse now.
It's very true. They're busy with themselves.
He says that's the Taich.
And the Christians also, you know, the Protestants, the Catholics. They don't see eye to eye. And there's, you know, a lot, all different denominations. And they're busy killing themselves, so they don't have time to kill us. It's 100% true. It's an amazing bracha that Hashem has given to, you know, on the other hand. On the other hand, though, I mean, look, in the Crusades.
Always collateral damage.
Oh, that's the thing. The Crusades, we become the collateral damage. They're busy killing each other. I mean, that's the ultimate, that's really the ultimate battle. The ultimate battle is that the Muslims and the Christians kill each other. And unfortunately, we become, on both sides.
So that's how we tie us up Gog and Magog. The battle between Gog and Magog will happen in Israel. They're coming to destroy Israel, but in the meantime, they're going to destroy each other in the land of Israel. And that's why they're going to be all those dead bodies that we will take months to bury. But the fact is, in the purpose is so that the Jews see the defeat of all these, but there will be a lot of collateral damage.
Absolutely.
Jews will die. That's the way he explains the Gog and Magog.
Okay, so let's go back now to the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says another pshat. There are going to be many pshat for the word Yidusun, and they'll look at the Ibn Chashai, Lanatzeach, Lidusun. This is really the most shocking of them all, is he says, Lamatzech Lidusun, Noyam Piyot. The word Lamatzech Yu is Taichus, the Ibn Ezra means the pleasantness of the poem. The poem is a much fancier word for poem in English. Pian, what's the word? There's another word for poem. A pian is a fancy word.
What, for
well, like a mizmar.
We call the Rubaiyat. A Rubaiyat is also with Arabic poetry that was more common in those days from these Mepharshim. They have the Rubaiyat and Rahul Kayam, you know, these ode.
Okay, Noyam Piyot, the Noyam, the beauty of this Lamatzeach, this is how we tie it, we never really focus on this. Noyam Piyot, Techilosoi, it was first, came to Li Du Sun. At first, we'll take note, we're going to dwell upon this in a moment. The Girsa of Ibn Ezra has a different Girsa than the Mizmar. We have Al Yi Du Sun. He says Li Du Sun. Maybe it means al, he's just taking the word al and changing the word al into el. I'll keep that in mind, even though right now this can't really be medachtek, we'll see in a moment. Shechibroi, this is the chiddush, this is the main chiddush of the Ibn Ezra. Shechibroi yidusun. Yidusun hamashar. Okay, so this was composed, Shechibroi yidusun hamasharer. That the one who composed this mizmar, his name was Yidusun. The one that composed the mizmar, that's what his name was. No, that's a shock, because we thought the one that composed this mizmar, at least what it says, and we learned until now, was David HaMelech. David is the one that has composed this mizmar. Along comes the Ibn Ezra, says, no, there's a new person, a new player, that we don't even know who he is. He's a man, his name is Yidusun. He is the one who composed this mizmar. Oy acher chibroi olav, or another person chibroi olav on his behalf. So this fellow Yidusun here in this mizmar is reflecting upon his own personal life, and it is not an event that relates to David HaMelech. Why then was it included in Sefer Tehillim? David was very generous. He included other people in his chibur. Look at the Chafetz Chaim. He wrote the Mishnah Berurah. Who do you put in the Mishnah Berurah? The Ber Heitev. Is there a person alive today who would make a sefer and would put in the sefer someone else's sefer? Just, it should be there. It's shocking. The Mishnah Berurah put the Ber Heitev. Did anyone ever learn Ber Heitev? Did you ever hear someone learn, like, let's learn Ber Heitev? The Mishnah Berurah, every page of Mishnah Berurah, on the column on the right side, is Be'er Heitev.
In the Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, they did.
They did, okay? Yeah. Today, I don't believe you'll find even one person who learns. And the Chavetz Chaim, he put in his sefer, the Be'er Heitev. How often does he quote the Be'er Heitev? Not so much. He doesn't quote him so much. So why did he put him there? Obviously, he felt that this was out of respect. I'm imagining out of respect.
Yeah, but a lot of times he gives actually, you know, explains to me, he was looking at the Be'er Heitev, he said, now I understand what the Mishnah Berurah is saying.
Maybe that's still before the Mishnah Berurah, they learned the Shulchan Aruch with the Be'er Heitev.
But there were many things they learned. They learned the Magen Avraham. they learned the whole Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah.
He's very short.
So David, look, like we always say, the people who gave him, the people, you know, the Chavetz Chaim, he went for Haskamas. When he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, he has Haskamas. He went to the Gedolei Yisrael. And you know, the Haskamas are not so effusive. The Haskamas are very, all right, you want Haskamah. He went to certain Gedolei Yisrael, they looked over the Mishnah Berurah, and they wrote a Haskamah. You look at the Haskamas that they wrote, people should give him money, he needs some money, people should go give a few coins to help. It's like, it sounds like almost like, oh, Nebuch. It almost sounds like, oh, Nebuch. You have a guy here, you know, he needs a few dollars, so we wrote a parish on Shulchan Aruch, and, you know, someone should do the Torah.
Did the Igros Moshe have any Haskamas?
I don't know. Interesting, I don't know.
I don't remember. I'll look.
But the Chavetz Chaim, when he got Haskamas from Gedolei Yisrael, and the Haskamas, you don't get a sense that the people who gave him the Haskamas wrote that, oh, this is going to be the next big thing. Invest. buy the printing rights. If someone had the printing rights in the Mishnah, we'd be a billionaire now, right? No, you get the impression, it's like, oh, Nebuch, this guy, you know, he needs a few dollars. give him, and people shall support him. They're not effusive. And the end of the day, who did who the favor? By the Chavetz Chaim going and asking these people to write a haskama. I mean, I don't know, unfortunately, because I'm ignorant, but we know who these people are. Because the Chavetz Chaim memorialized them by, you know who this person is? He gave a haskama to the Chavetz Chaim on the Mishnah Berurah. If not for the Chavetz Chaim, no one would ever know who these people are. They would be lost to history. And because the Chavetz Chaim asked them to write a haskama, he perpetuated their zikaron. And they, who is this person? What did he do? What did he write? Probably some wrote a biography. I'm just not fluent in these inyanim, but probably people did enormous. Who are these people? They must be very great people. But the Chavetz Chaim selected these people to ask them to write a haskama on my Mishnah Berurah. So who did who the favor? To the one guy comes to you and says, "Can you write me haskama?" Oh no, I have to write a haskama. I have to go spend a half a day figuring out what to write, and then this. I'm doing you the favor. I'm going to be world famous. They're going to reprint this a billion times. Who's doing who the favor? You don't know who's doing who the favor.
Right.
Of course, it's really amazing. David composed Sefer Tehillim. And David was malakit. Okay, the question is exactly how much was he malakit? How much of Tehillim is original? And how much was collected from other machaber? It's not clear. There are a lot of these types of questions.
Well, you have so much repetition.
Right, it's not exactly clear exactly. I mean, obviously we assume that the major bulk of Tehillim is David's original work. But there is no question, Chazal say this, that David, you have at least 10 different mechabrim. Okay, David, maybe, the different opinions, like all other midrashim. David went and he included in his sefer the work of other people. And we don't really pay attention to this. Unfortunately, we don't understand the depth of what's here. David, who did who the favor? David, if the Ibn Ezra is correct, that this mizmah was not composed by David, it was composed by a person whose name was Yidusun. And then he says it could be that Yidusun did not know how to write that well, and someone wrote it for him. But really, it's Yidusun's work. Wow! If not for David, this would have been gone. It would have been lost from history. And David included this in his sefer. It's an incredible insight. And that's what Ibn Ezra says. One more time. He's the one that composed. It's not what it says in the Radak, that David composed and David gave it over to Yidusun, who was a master singer, a master maestroy. David, according to Ibn Ezra, no, Yidusun is the mechaber. Shechibra Yidusun hamashaber oy acher, or another person. This is a little more shocking. Chibroy olof. What does that mean exactly? There was another person who was totally anonymous, and he wrote this about Yidusun. There was a person, his name was Yidusun, and he had a very interesting life, and we have an anonymous person writing a biography in the form of a piyut about this person Yidusun, and along comes David, he likes it, and David incorporates it in the Sefer Tehillim. Mizmor Samach Beis. It's pretty amazing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he arranges, what he wants to have a legacy. Hashem makes it happen. Now, then he goes on, he's taking a shot at Rashi. Ibn Ezra was a very tough guy. A biography of Ibn Ezra is one of the most fascinating people in Jewish history. Ibn Ezra. Fascinating. There are a lot of people who did PhDs on the Barbanel. I didn't hear too many people who wrote a PhD, their analysis on
the... Well, he flew below the radar his whole life.
He was dirt poor.
Gesundheit.
He was so poor. He was so poor. The Ibn Ezra was so poor. Barbanel. He was a secretary of the treasury. Okay, he was the real deal. He was a famous. He was a very wealthy person. Bukhara, Ibn Ezra. Barbanel. Ibn Ezra was so poor, and he said about himself, You say all these very funny things. He has
it was
no
like
mazel.
Poor jester, in a way. That's how he made his living at the beginning, until he insulted the Sultan and they threw him out of the country.
He had, whatever he tried to do, he had no mazel. And he said, right. he said he had all these very funny lines that if I would go, I don't know. He had all these very funny lines about like, it's Basheret Ben Hashemayim that he should be dirt poor no matter what. No matter what he touches, Hashem will make sure the whole world will go down before he'll make a few dollars from a commodity. He was genius. Genius. His mind was genius, and his legacy is forever. And he's also, he's so out of the box. He's so out of the box. Like I even told you, we have Chaim Kanievsky in Rabbi Zicherman, one of my interesting swarm of the Piloy Satorah, and the Machaber used to challenge Rav Chaim Kanievsky at times, and he would say to him, "This, where does it say that?" This Rav Chaim would say to him, "You're coming to ask a kasha on me from the Ibn Ezra? Excuse me. You don't ask kashas from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is in a league by itself. It's Kodesh Kedoshim, but you know, this is not mainstream. You can't ask a kasha from an Ibn Ezra.
He had his own
way of doing things. Don't ask a kasha." So Chaim Kanievsky said, "Don't ask kashas from the Ibn. He's not part of the team. He's his own league. He's only." And here he's taking a shot at Rashi. You see, maybe that's part of the problem. People that are so smart, they don't suffer fools.
That's right.
Lightly.
He's taking
and you antagonize a lot of people. When you're so smart, you have the ability to.
These were his private notes. He didn't write a safe at the public.
Right. There were three people
just
they say that about.
He looked at his notes and said, "Wow, this guy's a Talmud Chacham."
There were three people they say, I forgot the whole list. There were three people. There was the Ibn Ezra. There was maybe the Maral. Who was the third person? There was another writer. I don't remember. One of them, he wrote it for himself. Others, he wrote it for others. And the other, he wrote it. And there's a very interesting analysis of three Talmidei Chachamim, who they actually wrote their work for and how it was misunderstood the way it's understood today. I don't remember, maybe I'll come across it when they'll repeat it. Any event, he takes a shot at Rashi and he says here, V'lihiyoysai kli, that it should be a musical instrument, rachoyku, no way, no
way.
Way
out.
Look at Rashi. Rashi, al yidusun, shem kli shir. Ibn Ezra is taking a shot at that Rashi. He says, "Beferish the word Yidusun of your David wrote the Mizmar, like every other Mizmar. Don't invent new people, didn't exist. David wrote it, and the word Yidusun is not the name of a composer, not the name of a maestro. The Yidusun is the name of a musical instrument, like we have all over Sefer Tilim, all different types of musical instruments." Okay, Ne'umbeder Shagoda, another Pshat, why Yidusun? This is very, very important. And this also maybe is what Rashi is coming to give us an overview on what is the backdrop of this mizmar. This is really heavy. Al hadosois v'al hadinin hanigzorim al Yisrael me'oyevehem. Very, very powerful. Again, it's always until in the Vimachrayim, it's always very frustrating, is it appears to be an enormous amount of repetition. Say the same thing again and again and again and again in different words. It's always the same. It's not the same. It's our lack of understanding, right, to appreciate the enormous world of a difference from two psukim which seemingly seem to be saying the same thing. We have many mizmarim dealing with galus, dealing with tzaris. According to Rashi, Rashi says this is indeed a general mizmar that describes galus, but it's focusing on a specific element of galus, and that is gezeiros. Gezeiros throughout the ages, we've been in galus for 2,000 years. This legislation that's always proposed and passed, and even though all the people who write the laws, they're telling you why the law is necessary, deep down, the reason why they're doing it is it's against us. It's against Klal Yisrael. And if it's not obvious to them who do it, you know, Minashamay, may Hashem Yotzadavar, Golus is Golus, the Sar Shalmaila infiltrates their minds. And many of the laws that are passed are nothing more than targeting Shomrei Torah u'mitzvos.
Right.
And that, according to Rashi, is very profound. Rashi says a lot more in a few words than a lot of other Mepharshim over here say, is we deal with Golus, that's right. And indeed, when we learned the Radak said, Nemar al Lishoin Hagolos. I don't know what it means, Lishoin Hagolos. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? The last V'Hamizma Hazeh, he gave his overview. Nemar al on Lishoin Hagolos. I don't know what that means. I have no clue. I'm not going to make believe I know what this means.
There's 5 pages on Ahavti Ki Yishma from the Abarbanel. Mila B'Mila, he explains in his own idea what David is talking about.
But here, the Radak is talking about this Mizmar, and he says the word Golos, okay, we understand. Al-Lashoin, I don't know what he means by that. But Rashi says also Golos. But Rashi says the word Yidusun, Lashon of Das. Das. It comes from the word Das. Every man says this. Man's last words on this earth. Every man's last words on this earth. Mr. Rills, what is man's last words on this earth? When man still has a mind. Before man mamish goes off a cliff and disappears, Hareyat Mikudeshasli Bitabazu Kidas Moshe Yisrael. Das law. You're married with this ring, Kidas Moshe Yisrael. That is man's last words before he loses his mind. His mind is taken over and he's finished. Das means a law. And here we're dealing with the laws that the Goyim have enacted, legislated, and whatever, all the different fancy words upon the Jewish people. That's how Rashi learns. But Rashi again says the word, first he says Yidus means a musical instrument, or then he's a lesson of Das. Okay, so coming out, we've gone, let's chaz over what we learned. Now let's do one more. There's really a lot more to learn, but let's say Rashi, the Mitzudas, there is none. There is Mitzudas Siyoin. He takes the sides with Rashi, the Mitzudas Siyoin. Kshem Kli Nigun. Okay, anyone else over here? Let's look over here at the Perish Harin. We only do a lot of Mepharshim in the first pasuk because it gives us a lot of, you know, it's important to get the background. I always enjoy the first pasuk the most. Okay, Rashi over here. Let's see over here the Rid. Lamatzech al Yidusun al Noyam Piyot Shetchilos. You like this word Noyam Piyot. Lamatzech means the Noyam Piyot. Shetchilosoi Yidusun Umizmor Zechibroi David. Make no mistake. David is the composer. Lefi the Toysis Rid. Al Oivav Kishohoya Boreach Mibne Shol. Ah, Anayim Ahalach. We're going back to we're not dealing with the 21st century. We're not dealing with Golos. We're not dealing with Dosois. We're not dealing with people. The person we're dealing over here with a musical instrument. No. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say what it is. He doesn't say what the word Yidusun is. That's very interesting. He completely ignores the word. And he just says that we're going when David was running away from Shaul and he had enemies that wanted to attack him. I guess that means from the camp of Shaul, people that were jealous of him. Doeg, especially Doeg, they were jealous of him. And when he was running away, he composed this mizmar on Doeg, who was at the same time, and also Avner. These were his enemies. They were trying to kill David specifically at the tekufa of his life when he was running away from Shaul. Not the next 37 years. I'm sorry, 33 years. That was king for 40 years. He was king 40 years. The first seven and a half years, he was...
Until he consolidated the Malucha.
He was still under attack by the forces of Shaul. Okay, so this is... Any other parish that we left out?
He says the Kol Adam Kozeh, he's talking about the deceitfulness of everybody around him.
A lot of enemies.
Backstabbing.
What about the Targum? Okay, I didn't even prepare the Targum. Let's look at the Targum. B'chein Ashabach. Okay, that's Lam Na'atzeach. I give praise. Shemoch your name. Le'ol Maya. I give your praise forever. Kadwen. Ashalem nidar. No, I'm reading the wrong pasuk. I'm sorry. Aleph. I'm sorry. I was reading pasuk tes. Pasuk Aleph in the Targum, page 534. Le shabocha al yido di dusun tushbachta le David. Doesn't really help us. Al yido means through. Lamatzeach al yido via. Di dusun. It sounds like either a musical instrument or a person who is going to be the meshorer. It sounds more like from the Targum that the word di dusun, he was a person who was the one that actually did the singing. He was fit to be the one that would sing. Okay, now let's look at the most interesting of them all on this page, and that is the Mincha Shai. The Mincha Shai really makes you scratch your head over here. Al Yedusun, Begilion Mikro Gidoyla. In the Gilion of the Mikro Gidoyla cost, what's the Mikro Gidoyla? The Mikroyos Gidoylas? Okay, what's the name of that term? The Mikroyos Gidoylas. Look on the front cover, you see over here the cover of the Sefer, of the art scroll? Kisuvim on the hardcover, Mikroyos Gidoylas. Where did that term come from? Mikroyos Gidoylas. I don't know. This is like an ancient thing that Tanakh, where you have a likut of all the Mefarshim, it's called the Mikroyos Gedolos. So here it seems like he calls this sefer a sefer called the Mikro Gedola. Mincha Shai is going back 1,000 years. No, I don't know. I think so. Going back 1,000 years, and he calls it the Gilion on the margin of the Mikro Gedola. Our book is called the Mikroyos Gedolos. His sefer was called the Mikra Gedoyla. And which Mikra, when did this term, who invented this term, the Mikra Gedoyla, the Mikrois Gedoylas? It seems there's no copyright on this term, because everyone comes along and they publish their own edition of the Mikrois Gedoylas, and they select which Mefarshim they want to include. Art scroll selected what they want. Okay, note Oiz V'Hadar. There's a very popular publisher called Oiz V'Hadar. They published their own version of the Mikroyos Gedoylos. It has even more Mefarshim. Okay, it's very, very impressive. It's very impressive. It's a little bit of it's and there are many other publishers who publish what they call the Mikroyos Gedoylos, and they select what they want to put in the book. They select. They have their own Mefarshim. Some of the things they have here, they don't have there. I don't know if they have the Chaim HaSanoch in the other editions. They have the Minchas. They have the Minchas Aaron. They don't have all these things. The Minchas Erev. They select whatever they want to select.
For sure.
Right, that's for sure. Right, that's right. That's right. That's an incredible thing they have over here. Some of them they have the Moisef Rashi. I've seen the other ones, Moisef Rashi, and they have some there. They have Ralbag. A lot of the other ones have Ralbag. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they put Ralbag in this? Why didn't they put the Abarbanel?
You just had that thought.
What, no Ralbag.
Put in Chayrim later in his life because a lot of Rabbonim thought he was a Moshe. He said a lot of very controversial things and they stopped learning.
All the Mefarshim said controversial things. You'd
even
be selective. Even the Rashbam said some way out stuff. What?
Even the Abarbanel criticized the Ralbag a lot of times.
So why did you put the Abarbanel? I saw editions of Mikroyos Gedoylos. Obviously, the people who did this, you know, they are very smart people. I don't second guess them 1 second. They made decision on what was practical. Only that many pages you can have in a book. They decided they put the Malbim. This is unique. You don't have the Malbim in many of them on the front page.
The Malbim, because you don't see him. I mean, he lived very recently, and it's
they put him in the back. They put him in the back in little letters. They put him on the page with Nekudos. They put a lot of effort into it. It is, because most of the Sfarim, they put him in the back. They put him in the back, and little tiny letters have even put him. And also, I never heard, and the Sipurno, it's a Chiddush, they put it, whoever's a Sipurno on Tanakh. Okay, whatever it is, none of my business. This is what they did, but I'm pointing out, they put this under the banner of something called Mikroos Gedoylos. And every publisher down the line has their own edition called Mikroyos Gedoylos. I have no idea where that comes from. I just find it very interesting that the Mincha Shai mentions in the Gilion of the Mikro Gedoylo. It sounds like the predecessor to the Mikroyos Gedoylos was a sefer called the Mikro Gedoylo, B'loshem Yochid, not B'loshem Rabin. And he writes there, He writes the Begil Yoin Mikra Gedolah Kasal Perush Harav Avram Ben Ezra, the Ben Ezra. He, his son, always gets into all the Svar. He found his way to every save Ibn Ezra. Nira, Shayagoyres, Lidu Sun. I mentioned that. Now, it's not, I don't know what the riot is.
My father said of Mikros Gedolah from the early 1950s.
Yeah.
Has on the Nevi'ah, it had Rashi and Ibn Ezra. Flanking the text. And I think there was a little radak there, whatever it is, but basically it didn't have all the other
mafos. Yeah, these are those things.
But amazing, Rashi and Ibn Ezra.
Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, for some reason, is always there. Radak is a classic. Radak in all the editions are radak, that's a given. Radak, Ibn Ezra, Targum. Targum, Ralbach, they took out the Ralbach version. The Ralbach they don't have. Maybe it's very, and also Abarbanel. A lot of them do have the Abarbanel. It just could be that it's too much, it's just too big.
Well, he's very marich.
It's very marich, just too much. Whatever it is. They put over here, so he writes over here, the Gilead Mikro Gedolah Kasal Peyosh Harav Avram Ibn Ezra Nira Shayu Goyres Li Du Sun. The Gear Son, that's what it says over here now, Ibn Ezra. Lam Natseach Li Du Sun. It seems he took out the Al. He combined the Al with, he took out the Makof, not the Makof, what's that thing on the top called? The Makof. And he combined it, and he's Lamatzech Li Du Sun. That changes the Nikud from the Yud. It's a different Girsa, a completely different Girsa. The Li Nira She'ein Midvarav Hech Reyat. It's not a proof. Just because in the old Mikra Gedoyla, the Mincha Shai says, don't take it seriously. Uvichol Hasvarim Shalanu Kasef Al Yidu Sun. That's what it says in all of the books. V'chei nidrash be'agodas tilim. Al, and what's al yidus? Now is what Rashi says. He quotes what Rashi says. Al hadosois, v'al hadinim, the laws, and the dinim. I don't know the difference between those two words. I do not know what the difference is. Sha'ata oiselanu, and he says here, al hadosois, v'al hadinim, you oiselanu. Now, he's saying something different than what Rashi says. He says that the word das means das, but not like Rashi. Rashi says this is from the Goyim. The Goyim, our enemies, how they have harmed us by inflicting upon us gzeiros rois. And he says, you Hashem, sha'ato oiselon, you have brought upon the Jewish people das and dinim. Now, I mean, what does that mean? It means the Torah? What does it mean? It means punishment? Okay, you can say what you want to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought upon the Jewish people suffering as a kapara for our avinus. That's a whole different shot. Okay, that's already, how many, we have already 5-6 perushim over here, of what this means over here, that you Hashem have brought upon the Jewish people dosois and dinim. Is that a positive term, or is that a negative term? When we use in reference to the Goyim, it's obviously a negative term. That the Goyim have enacted laws, gezeros, to bring upon us harm. When you use this in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it used in the same way? That it's negative? Hashem is coming to cause us, is punishing us for our averos? Or, no, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been good to us, He has given us the Torah, HaKadosh, Tayag Mitzvos, v'chulu v'chulu.
That's
a scary concept.
Which he goes into saying a lot of hogwash there, but
now, just as an aside, as I do anything, just go back to my pet peeves, and that is art school. I'm very disappointed. I often have an email conversation with someone there, as why my marriage, Harayat Mikudeshes Li Betabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yishol, and they translate, besides the word Mikudeshes, according to the rituals, they translate the word Das in the article Sidur, ritual. L'chore, that's incorrect.
Right.
Law. It should be law. Do you know how many people have not gotten married because of that?
Which helps in divorce cases. If they don't want to get a real divorce,
will
they ever really marry?
I thought Das means knowledge.
No, it means law.
Today, Das has nothing to
no,
do
that's an ayin, ayin. Das, you're saying good. Mr. Marillis, you're saying good with
right.
An ayin. It sounds the same. There's no difference in the pronunciation.
Well,
with an ayin. Dalid ayin saf is knowledge. Das. It's also pronounced the ayin. Das. Dalid without the ayin, it means law. The law. You have a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, a father-in-law, a mother-in-law, a son-in-law, a sister, a daughter-in-law. Who's the, what's your wife?
The law.
The law. The wife is the law. Das is law. Kedas, when you say under the chuppah, harayat mikudesh lebetabazu, kedas, according to the law, the law of Moshe, Moses, and Israel. Kedas, Moshe, the Israel. For some reason, which is beyond me, in the article Siddur, it's already 30 years old, the article Siddur, and they put out a new edition about 3-4 years ago, beautiful new edition, they didn't change anything, and it says they're according to the ritual. I don't know what you're talking about. Where do you get that word from? Where do you get that word? Ritual. It's not a ritual. The word das means marriage. It's not a ritual. It's a law. It's a law. These are the laws. We have a conversation. Where do they get that term from? To translate the word, Rabbi Mintz, what do you say? Am I wrong?
Well, I was thinking of, it says, I have a little interest in writing Ishei Shofar, but fire is not only a negative thing, Ish,
Shechina,
and so
on. Ish, right.
We just had it recently, well, actually, tomorrow.
Well, that's the Rishon.
But anyway, fire is a tremendous thing. Fire can be beneficial too. Like when the Shechina is being Nehem, then it's a fire for good things. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire? Ish Eichuhu. The Torah is fire. Ish Dos.
Lomo.
Lomo. Dos. The word dos is there.
Law. Yeah. Very good. So by Isha, there is
one other thing I wanted to say. The Mincha Shai, he's saying similar. Rashi said also, both words, Al Hadosais, the Yahadim.
We said that.
But,
The difference, though, is that the Rashi says on the Goyim. The Goyim are the ones that are issuing.
One second. Al Hadosais, the Yahadim, and Nigzorim, Al Yisrael, Me'evehem. And with Nigzor on Yisrael. It's not talking about positive things.
That's what we said. We said this, right?
It's Nigzor on them. Maybe that's
negative.
When we're in Golus, maybe those concepts can be tied together. Yeah. You hear the word?
It's a negative.
It's the Xorim, Das, and these things.
The Goyim, in our Golus, the Goyim have enacted laws targeting us, that are against us. They have passed laws, Dinim, Dosois V'dinim, that caused the Jewish people great harm. They prohibited Mila, Shechita, Shabbos, during times of Shemach. What's right. Interesting, though, is that the Mincha Shai says
all these things.
Everything, every Golus.
But that's the Lashon Golus. That it's a connection. Unfortunately, the Golus, all these Gezeiros are being put upon us.
But we see, with Mincha, you pointed out that the Mincha Shai, he takes the word Yidusun from the word Das,
right.
But. Does not seem, maybe I'm wrong, does not seem to apply, the subject of Das is not the Goyim. He says clearly, Atah, you Hashem. Atah. So now the question is, what exactly does the Mincha Shai mean by that? Does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to punish us for our sins and is bringing about different hardships, or no, it's a positive expression that Hashem has brought upon the Jewish people good things. I don't know. Because the way the Mincha Shai, Rashi is clear. Rashi learns the word das, it's gzeros. But the Mincha Shai is a little bit vague in what he means to say. He acknowledges the word Yidusun Loshon of Das, but it's a little bit vague as to how he applies it. All right, so let's just review what we learned today. Okay, we learned today over here, we just learned one pasuk today. The opening pasuk to Mizmor Samach Beis.
But he's following Rashi all the way. Why would you make another Ma'atekis?
He's not a follower. He's not quoting Rashi. He's not quoting Rashi. He's just saying.
He's not quoting Rashi, but
he doesn't Yidusun. He's saying the word Yidusun is Loshon of Das. Now it's subject to interpretation. Very good, it refers Das, but now it's subject to interpretation who the Das applies to. Is the Das something that is positive or negative? All right. In any event, let's review what we learned. We learned today over here, the opening Mizmor Samach Beis, opening parts of this Mizmor, and with an unusual expression, Lamatzech al Yidusun Mizmor David. It's, you know, the Ibn Ezra really is in trouble. Because the Ibn Ezra, not in trouble, I'm just joking around here, but the Ibn Ezra is the one that said the most outrageous Chiddush, and he said that the one that composed the Mizmor is a person by the name of Yidusun. David is not...
They're both quoting Agadah also, by the way, interesting. Rashi says the Midrash Agadah,
Right.
And then also Mechashai, Chay Midrash B'Agadah.
But yet he says it, right, you're right. So are they quoting the same one? I don't know. I may look up the look it up. Do some research.
The Chayrit Bash is the same thing.
Yeah, Chayrit is. Chayrit is. Okay, but in any event, let's review. A little over here, the Ibn Ezra is really, really is problematic for a very simple reason. It says Mizmor LeDavid. I mean, how are you going to tell me that this Mizmor was composed by a person, Yidusun, when the next two words say explicitly, this is a Mizmor
right.
LeDavid. I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch. He's saying, okay, Yidusun, Shechibroy Yidusun, HaMeshoyer. Okay, he's explicitly stating that Yidusun is a person, and he is the author of this Mizmor.
He says Yidusun wrote a Mizmor about David.
Doesn't say that. Shechibroy Yidusun, HaMeshoyer.
He's interpreting it.
Oy, then he says he's saying more. Oy, Acher Chibroy Olav. Or another person, which seems that composed this Mizmor about Yidusun. There's a person, his name was Yidusun, and there's another anonymous person who wrote this Mizmor about the life of Yidusun. And then he acknowledges, and then he takes a shot at Rashi. Don't go tell me that this over here means a musical instrument. That's a far-fetched shot. Rachoku, to say that it's a clean nigud. Okay, so at least we learn over here, that's one mahalach. Ibn Ezra, and again, the difficulty with the Ibn Ezra is, okay, very nice. And how do you explain now the next two words? Mizmor LeDavid. What are those two words doing here? How?
David incorporated it.
That's what you want to say? He incorporated it?
Yeah.
It's a little schwer. I got to say something.
Something.
You got to say something. You got to fit it in somehow. Ibn Ezra. What did Radak say? Radak said David wrote this Mizmor and there was a specialist. His name was Yidusun. Somehow, his voice, his persona, who he was the perfect person to be the one that would broadcast the Mizmor to the world. Yidusun is a Meshorer. David's the composer. It's a Mizmor LeDavid. But David selected Yidusun to be the one that would broadcast, to lead the Jewish people in singing the song. Okay, then we learned the Perush of Rashi. Yidusun is not a Meshoyer, he's not a composer. Yidusun is an object. It is a klinigun. It's a musical instrument, simple as that. Second parish of Rashi, which is very deep and very, very profound. Yidusun means das. Das, dalid, sof. The same word in the Nusach of Kiddushin. Kidas, Moshe, v'Yisrael. And Rashi is very clear. It's referring to the laws that have been enacted by our enemies in the long gullus. They have put upon us laws. Now it's very interesting. This is very interesting. This concept is the guy when they attack us. You know there are two different techniques, and there are many techniques. So one technique is they don't care about law. Hitler, Yimach Shmo, V'Zichro had laws, could care less about laws. He's a Jew, kill the Jew. I don't care, laws, care about laws. A Jew, you just kill the Jew. Don't tell me about laws. I don't have time for that. Then there's a mahalach when you live in a country, you just can't kill a Jew. You just can't do that. So you got to be a little more sophisticated. Oh, so you go through the legislature. Oh, you create laws. And then, oh, you make a law. Now it's legal. It's legal to kill a Jew. It's a different technique. Okay, there's just barbaric acts of murder. A Jew, kill him. There's a law you can't. I don't want to hear about law. You kill a Jew. No one's gonna enforce.
That's why what you're saying is exactly on the money, because what Barbanel says once again is that the goyim, their excuse is very simple. If I go ahead and enact the law to kill Jews and it comes to fruition, then this must be God's permission. So you have it all.
That's a little bit of a stretch to say that.
Your interpretation of the Torah is all messed up. And therefore, if God is allowing it to happen, so then you deserve it.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
I know, but that's the way he points out certain things.
Okay. That's you should know that mahalach of appreciating that they're not going to just kill us like that, but they're going to go through the judicial system. They say today, what?
They put that into the
law, right? Originally, in the very beginning, they tried it. Then they didn't care. They just do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, but when you are, then this whole mizmar, you go to the psukim. It's a whole new. You have to keep that in mind. It's a whole new appreciation when you read the psukim. What the psukim are saying, it's very delicate how they kill us. It's they don't just kill us. They have us fit into a category. Oh, the law is you have to be killed. The law is if you're over a certain age you're just a burden on society. You kill them. The psukim have a whole different flavor when we appreciate that there's a sophisticated technique being employed by the goyim to kill the Jews under the framework of the law. The law. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. We have no hatred to you. That's what the law says. You have to die because whatever it is. But the MS is, who made the laws? It's all b'machshava of hatred for the Jew. Okay, then we learned the Mincha Shai says the Zel Bazach. The Mincha Shai says that he says kamat the same thing. That first of all, he has a very interesting insight. Is it Yidusun or is it Lidusun? Shai what the Girsa is, and then he says the same thing as Rashi Das. However, he doesn't say it with the same flavor that it's Golus. He leaves that element out. That needs more research to see exactly which Agada he's quoting, as Rav Mordechai mentioned. And then we did learn also the Sipurno, who says something very interesting, that this Mizmar is talking about a very specific event in the lifetime of David. When the father of the king of Ammon died, David sent a delegation to be Menachem Ovel. And what did he do? What's going on here? He was a conspiracy theorist, the king of Ammon. You're sending here a delegation. You're coming to do reconnaissance. You're spies. He took them, he ripped their clothing, if I'm not mistaken, he cut their beards. I think he cut their beards off in half. He did something very strange to their beards. And David was fuming mad. I go, no good deed goes unpunished. I went to try to do some diplomacy to be nice, and he goes and accuses me of sending spies and doing this, doing that. That's according to the Sipurno. The Malbim doesn't talk any of this. Very strange. The Malbim usually is the most elaborate on these type of things. And the Malbim over here is very simple. And he says there are three concepts here. Number one, we're dealing with wicked people. Wicked people are always planning and they just do the whole day. They have nothing to do. These wicked people, they don't go to Shachris. They don't go to Daf Yomi. They don't have a job. They don't have a Yom Tov. So what do they do the whole day, wicked people? They sit and they do crazy mishigas. They sit and plan how to go and destroy the world. We don't appreciate how lucky we are. We have what to do with ourselves. You daven, you learn, you Shabbos. By the time you finish doing all of your duties, there's no time to make trouble. The guy, they have nothing. So what do they do the whole day? They go meshuga. They go, they sit and they play and they plot the whole day. They make trouble. That's what it says over according to the Malbim. And then part two was, David talks about emuna. Number three is musar. Shma b'ni musar avicha. So I think we've covered all of the mefarshim on the list on the page. There's certainly more perushim. But on the page, the fataych, the first pasuk of Mizmor Samach Beis, Lamnatzeach, Al Yidusun Mizmor LeDavid. Okay, let's take a very short break. Learn a little bit of Chumash. A few verloch over here, nothing too deep today. And if prepare too much, just some horus on the parasha. After we return in about 25 seconds and a quarter of a second.